All right, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, I feel so loud because someone has turned the headphones way up on the board. I sounded like my own deity for a second there. Okay, but this is not M&T's audio adventure. This is, in fact, Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. M&T are supposedly home with family over this Thanksgiving. I'm in the booth with a friend I met at a concert, so we'll introduce him in the next maybe interlude here. But I'm here an hour early subbing for the wonderful people of M&T. Thank you, M. Thank you, T. Always catch them as I'm starting my show, and they're good people with even better music. So check out their show at this hour usually. But for now, hope you're okay with electronic stuff, which is probably a little different than what they usually do, but that's what I'm going to do pretty much exclusively for the next hour and a half, 2 hours. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to get logged in here, get set up, but to get things kicked off, we'll do A Nice Groove by Skrillex, Talk to Me. This released, I don't know, about a month ago, I think, about then. So this is Fortet, Skrillex, vocals from Naysha, and Champion is on this as well. It's a really great track, really smooth, and I love how like each like intro to each drop is just like slightly different. It's a nice little groove. I like it.
Talk to me.
All right. And in the spirit of the song, talk to me, Nate, on mic three. Let's see. Say something. We got...
Hello.
Hello. I think...
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, I think so. I think we can get you in the mic. Let's see. Here's the levels here, so let me know. And let me know if you can hear yourself as well.
Oh, I do not hear anything out of these headphones.
Oh, out of any... Wait, try these ones, maybe? Yeah, some of them are broken sometimes. This is very much a college run. Okay, there we go. And then talk, see if you can hear yourself.
Hello.
Hello. Good. All right. Well, this is Nate. I met him about a year ago at an R.L. Grime concert. We were waiting in line for about 30 more minutes than we expected, and it was very cold, and that definitely gets people talking in line, and this like kind of small group that we were in has stuck together and hit a couple of concerts together now at this point, gotten tickets together and like organized some time, so that's been really fun. And tomorrow we're gonna go album hunting, so he met me after his Thanksgiving festivities. I invite him to the show. I'm just gonna play some stuff really loud in the studio for a bit. He got like a bunch of really fun stuff collected. I'm excited to play this on air, a bunch of stuff that I hadn't heard before that is just like really quality, so I'm excited for that. Nate, anything you want to say about, I don't know, anything about concerts we've hit or some of the songs you've picked or, I don't know, anything you want to publicly broadcast to the greater Somerville area?
I guess we could start with diving into what we'll play next.
Yeah.
So, my first EDM show was I saw Avicii back in 2012. He played at TD Garden, and one of the songs he was playing around that time, I don't remember if he played it that night, but I've seen him play it at least once somewhere, was his remix of Sign Cole's Miami 82, and it just really like stuck with me throughout the years.
I think, I heard it for the first time 4 hours ago from his playlist that he sent over, and it really did feel like he captured everything of, like, that early electronic music that I really, really just loved and, like, attached to so quickly, and the energy is, it's great. It's just a hype song, so I think we'll jump right into that, if that sounds good. We're desperately waiting for 10 p.m. for the FCC regulation to come off, and then we're going to play some really dirty dubstep for sure. But for now, we've got the vibes and the festival bangers. Kicking off with an Avicii edit of Miami 82. Let's get into it. We'll be right back. So good. I love it. It's got like all of the motifs of like that really early electronic stuff. I love like in the drop when it has that like first section and then it like, I don't know, like an octave drop or something and a nice like bass riff. So good.
Yeah, it's oh
no, all you.
it's very like golden era 2010 through 13, like just iconic, what you would expect of
all festival of anthem. Yeah,
yeah, like back when Swedish House Mafia was big.
Yes, like, yeah
obviously, yeah. Avicii before True came out.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I watched the live stream of Avicii debuting True at Ultra in 2013, and the fans in the crowd actually booed him because they didn't like the bluegrass direction that he was going with it on stage, and
like, yeah, as opposed to like this.
Yeah,
yeah, which like, I don't know, man. If I originally heard this stuff, I would be so attached to it as well. You know, it's like same thing with Porter getting hate for never going back to album one ever again. But
yeah,
yeah, good stuff. That's such a we were pumping our fists for sure. It's a good track. Maybe we'll keep the energy up a little bit here with Wave Dash Satin Cash Part 2. This is something you added as well. He very clearly delineated it between family friendly like nice stuff and what was the word you used?
Ignorant
stuff. And so we're saving ignorant stuff for 10, but I really like this track. I think we've played it on the show before at one point. I think Harrison dropped it and that's where I found it, and honestly that's kind of where I found Wave Dash in general, which is way too late because they are great. And with the release of Tempo this year, I've really really like fallen in love with their project. Anything you want to say about this track or Wave Dash or anything other than drop the Porter ID? Dang it.
I've seen Wave Dash once as an opener in San Francisco for Porter, and they didn't even play my favorite Wave Dash song.
Man. So. Okay, so like we got to make it happen again is kind of what we're getting at.
One of these days they'll come back to Boston.
Yeah. So. I really wanted to see them when they did Under the K-Bridge with Alice in Wonderland, I think, as well. But I don't think that date's lined up. Oh, well. Let's get some music going again. Here is Satin Cash Part 2 by Wave Dash. And also check the first one, which is on the World Famous Tour album, which Nate recommended to me and I didn't listen to for about 2 months afterwards, maybe 2.5. And then when I finally got to it, I was like, you were right. This really bangs. It's a great album. Go check it out. Okay, anyway, here's Satin Cash. We'll be right back. Oh, good track. I don't know. There's so much euphoria in it. I love the like sound design on those like big saws and the like effect on the vocals of the like satin gash is just so good. I love it. This is like a show motif that Nate is getting used to firsthand, is me making weird noises in the mic as I try and acapella electronic music. Yeah, but great track. I think next we'll go into Air Online by Anamanaguchi, and Nate shared with me that it's Porter helped write this as well. How do you, like, where is your go-to spot for, like, all of your music, like, facts, I feel like? Because I feel like I know a lot about artists and stuff, and people point it out, and then they're like, where do you get it all from? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I just exist in the space for long enough, and you kind of glean it.
Yeah, but, like, I pay attention to a lot of, like, what some of these artists that I really enjoy post on socials, and I actually didn't know Air Online was originally written by Anamanaguchi with Porter until I saw Anamanaguchi live at Big Night Live down in Boston back in 2022, and over Air Online, they pumped in the vocals of Get Your Wish, and it was just, like, the coolest thing. Like, I was on rail, I was, like, headbanging to it, and I was just, like, going in. And
oh, man. That's beautiful, yeah, because, like, Get Your Wish is such a, like, I don't, transcendent kind of, like, it very much fits the Anamanaguchi, like, aesthetic, I feel like, so, oh, man, that mash must have gone crazy. That's exciting. Yeah, I also heard this for the first time earlier today. I basically surveyed the list that Nate handed over to me and really, really liked this one. I think, if I remember correctly, this was like an instant addition to my Dancing in My Room playlist, which are tracks that get me dancing in my house when I'm all alone like an idiot. So here is Air Online by Anamanaguchi. Great group, great band. Let's check it out.
You know you like good food.
Oh, I love it. I love Anamanaguchi's like style of that really, I was saying it to you while the song was playing and we were off mic, but like the like old synth patches that are basically what was all that was available in like old video games, and like, you know, you only had so much room on like a chip, so they didn't dedicate a ton to music, and they were like, what is like the easiest sound that kind of gets across what we're trying to do? And Anamanaguchi like continues to use those kind of stuff to this day to get this really nice like weird like cyber or like digital nostalgia where like it really isn't that long ago in the grand scheme of things, but like it is like so archaic when it comes to how quickly technology progresses, you know. I don't know, it's cool to I don't know what I'm getting at here, but
yeah, it was really cool to see them live with like the full band on like guitar, bass, drums, everything, just like going to town.
Yeah,
when I saw them play at Big Night, they were doing their tour for Scott Pilgrim when they did the whole soundtrack for
the game.
And so the first like 50 minutes of that set was just playing through the soundtrack straight up, like nonstop, like with the visuals in the background, and then they played the latter half with all of their own hits, and of course Air Online was one of those, and they closed it with I don't know if you've ever seen the Scott Pilgrim movie, but there's a song by Metric called Black Sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And
there's like the Brie Larson.
Yeah, so they did their cover of it with Miku on the vocals.
Actually. Wow.
And it's
Miku Black Sheep with Anamanaguchi. That's crazy. Yeah, so if you haven't listened to Anamanaguchi, they use a lot of Miku, I feel like, in their tracks. And they also wrote the Miku song, right? That's them.
They've done a few songs with Hatsune Miku.
Yeah. It's a really great group. I fall in love with their sound like right away. And I think it does capture a lot of the like, I love things that play with like nostalgia and like temporal and like digital stuff, and Anamanaguchi is like all of that at once, and it's great. So in the spirit of that, we're gonna do another track by them off of the same album as the last one. So if you liked that last one, Air Online, and you like this one called On My Own, check out the rest of the USA album. Came out in 2019, and I mean it's gonna be my homework probably sometime this weekend, because this is great. I'm loving it so far. Let's get into it. Do you have anything you want to say about On My Own or no? All right. Here it is, Anamanaguchi featuring Hana.
We'll be right back.
That's great. I love that. That was so, I mean, it was very cinematic, you know, or like very story coded. It felt very, I don't know, it makes me want to go, like, fight God and win, you know? Can I say that on there? Not a specific God, you know, just, like, one. But that's a very energy-inducing track. I like it a lot. Do you have any other favorites from USA off the top of your head?
Or... off the top of my head, the other one would probably be the song they actually did with Miku, but...
Oh, yeah? Is that BSX I see yes. here? All right. I'll cue it. I'm adding it to my cue for later then. I mean, probably the rest of the album as well, but that one will take the top. All right, I'm going to take a step away from some of Nate's stuff, so it's about to get a lot worse is what I'm about to, trying to get here. I love Mr. Bill's stuff. I've gone off on air quite a few times about how his sound design and like way of composing is just like whack. It's just so out there, but it very much tickles my brain in all the right places. Love it so much. And I found his album Corrective Scene Surgery just this week, and I pulled a couple off that I really like, and I honestly don't remember like which parts of which I really liked, but I just kind of wanted to hear one on the studio speakers, and pretty classically doesn't have that much vocals in his tracks, so I figured it would be safe prior to 10 p.m. So this is about to be a lot more glitchy, a lot less... I don't know. Probably a little bit arrhythmic, a little weird. And then we'll dip back into some more of Nate's Rex prior to 10. But here is Pish Posh by Mr. Bill and Of the Trees off of Corrective Scene Surgery.
Thank you.
Great track. I love it. I love that album. I liked Pish Posh a lot, and I also liked, I think there's a collab with AU5 on it, which is just like, Mr. Bill and AU5 together should be illegal. I feel the same thing about like Virtual Riot and AU5 and like any of those three, if they collab on a track that's just like illegal because they have spent more time in Ableton than like the rest of humanity combined, I feel like. They're crazy. They just know so much about sound in general. Any thoughts? Any thoughts on Mr. Bill? And you said you saw Of the Trees live and you were kind of like, eh. We can say that on air. They're definitely not listening.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't that specifically. It felt a little out of place being like right after Joyride and right before Porter, which were two far higher energy sets.
Yeah.
Versus Of the Trees, which is like a nice little mid-tempo vibe type of set. And
not just that, but like I feel like Joyride and Porter are like much bigger names. Like Is Of the Trees that... hadn't really heard of them that much, I feel like.
He's been on the come up for the last couple of years.
For a while, okay. Yeah. But no, I agree. I definitely would have... I don't know, if I heard some of that... Like, I like that kind of music, but if I heard that in between, like, Joyride... or especially just right after Joyride, I would be kind of like, what happened? His bass lines are so, like, jumpy. Anyway... We've got a PSA, hand-selected by our guest here, and very fitting for the holiday of the day, which is Thanksgiving. So, Somerville Free Hearty Meals for All PSA. Come build community over a delicious, nutritious, and free monthly meal in Somerville's Davis Square. Every dinner always includes vegetables along with a nutritious and filling main course, plus coffee and dessert. Hearty Meals for All hosts these free meals for everybody who stops by on the second Friday of every month from 5 to 7 p.m. at 31 College Avenue in Somerville. For absolutely no money at all, guests can enjoy a sit-down meal and socialize with the other attendees, or even take a free packaged meal with them to eat later. Vegetarian options available upon request. Everybody is welcome. For more information, visit heartymealsforall.org. That's heartymealsforall.org. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio and HeartyMealsForAll.org. Yeah. All right. Stay tuned for, I don't know, another hour, and you'll hear another beautiful fun fact that we can share about our community. Let's see. Thanksgiving. What was your favorite thing that you ate at Thanksgiving today?
I mean, it's got to be the turkey.
The turkey?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Okay. This might be a bad take, but I feel like turkey is like... not that good of a meat. I feel like it's really like dry and like flavorless in comparison to some of the other ones.
Yeah, but it's at this point part of the holiday.
It is really, yeah, a big part of it. Does your family do like a special gravy or a stuffing or any special things? Nate came bearing gifts with like these like Oreo ball like desserts that they had.
Oh yeah, I came with these handmade by my grandmother desserts. That's it's like a Oreo and cream cheese mixture in the middle and then covered in dark chocolate and then left to like freeze.
Yeah, they were so good. I think I had like, I mean, I'm not a big like rich chocolate person and I still had like three in probably like an hour or two. Like it was really good. I saved some for my housemate too. Really good. What was my Thanksgiving meal, I think, was like takeout, like food. I was like, I've been really social for like 2 weeks, I feel like, and this is kind of my break. I think if you caught last show, you heard my brother was on air, and he was visiting up until Monday. And then I had some like work catch up and I had a friend, crashing here until Tuesday as well. So been a little busier and it's been nice to just kind of catch up on my own. But no turkey, no mashed potato, no brown butter mashed potatoes, no gravy, no stuffing, nothing like that this time around. All right, let's see. Let's get back to some music here. Do we want to do Castles in the Sky? That's pretty chill, pretty nice. Yeah, let's get into it. This is by I.O. Anything you want to say about this track or I.O. or nothing? All right, let's get into it. I like this. This is a nice vibe, and the vocals are mastered really well on this. They're so smooth, so pay attention to that.
Tell me why. watching your life. Do you ever wonder why? Do you ever see in your dreams all the castles in the sky? Oh, tell me why. Do we build castles in the sky? Oh, tell me why. All the castles way up high, please tell me why. Do we build castles in the sky? Oh, tell me why. All the castles way up high.
Great track. I want that to come on. I was telling Nate, I want it to come on like while I'm at a rave at like 2:30 a.m. or like 3. That's like the like serotonin moonbeams euphoria second wind track, you know. Out on the floor, just get immersed in the lights and put your hands up. Yeah, okay, I love it. All right, next track, a little bit of a vibe switch. I feel like that last one's a little bit more trancey and ambient. This one, if I remember correctly, a little bit more glitchy, right? It's a little bit more, like, stabby.
Yeah, it's got that nice little funk to it.
Yeah, well, it's got some funk punches in it. Funk punch. That's like, that. Alex, take note of that. Wait, there's many Alexes in our social circle. So Alex, the one I live with, take note of funk punch. I think that should be an album title for our up-and-coming band, which still is unnamed and has no music, but does have a studio. So we've got that going for us. Next up, we've got Auto by Wave Racer. Then anything you want to say about this track? You said you caught, someone dropped this live at a show you were at.
Yeah. The first time I heard it was in, I want to say 2021 or 2022 at a DJ set played by Maddion, and it just, I caught it, I immediately Shazammed it, and then by the end of 2022, it was, like, number 4 on my Spotify.
Wow.
Record, like that, just, and, like, not intentional, like, purposely trying to loop it or something, it's just, it was on repeat for me that year.
Yeah, no, I fell in love with this, like, right away. It's a really, really good track. I'm excited to hear it again in the studio here, and shout out Maddion for continually finding, like, the craziest, most fun tracks, if not making them himself. Really fun stuff. All right, here it goes. Anything else you want to say? All right, let's get grooving. Auto by Wave Racer. That track is so pretty. I love it. That's probably my favorite, I think, from all the ones that you had on the list. I think that one like stands out the most to me, or at least from the ones that I haven't heard yet. It's so good.
Like I said, a lot of the other stuff is from a lot of artists where I listen to a lot of their songs. But this is just like, I don't know much Wave Racer, but I know this song and I love this song.
Yeah, it's just such a nice combination of like the... wave dash like digital glitch, the like Madion bass lines, and those like Porter ethereal vocals in the background too. Like it feels like it's got such a nice collection of all the little elements of artists that you and I both really enjoy. Definitely going to be looping that one like crazy. If Spotify Wrapped wasn't done counting already for this year, I probably could get it up on the list in the short amount of time left. I have no idea what my Spotify Wrapped is going to be. You said Cheerleader by Porter is going to take number one for you.
I
like,
listened
for sure.
to that an unhealthy amount of time. in the first week alone. I remember Porter used to have this playlist, he still does, but has this playlist on Spotify that's Cherished Music.
Cherished Music, yeah.
And it used to be like 100 different, like really obscure, or not all obscure, but songs that I was vibing with all of them. And then Cheerleader came out.
I remember this.
He deleted the entire playlist and put in 350 entries of Cheerleader. And I remember it came out on the Wednesday, and I put that playlist on just to see how many times I was listening to it. And like, by the time Friday rolled around, I hadn't changed away from the playlist, and it was on like number 159. And I was like, I really should listen to something else now.
It's so good though. Like, and it just loops so well as well. Like, when it first came out, it's definitely going to be way up there for me too. I when Kitsune Mason Freestyle came out, that's the one that I looped like subconsciously. I think I was just doing chores like throughout the day, and then I like checked back in and I was like, I've been listening to this song for like 5 hours on like repeat, like straight. So that one definitely I feel like is going to be way up on the list somewhere. I don't know what other songs from Smile will make it on there. Probably Cheerleader for sure, Mona Lisa for sure.
I think Is There Really No Happiness,
yeah,
is gonna, I don't think it'll be as high as the other singles, because each of the singles had their own like single period where I listened
to
them a lot
for a lot
of the like album songs. Is There Really No Happiness is probably gonna be like my highest of the lot.
Really? Yeah. Like second to Cheerleader, at least. Or do you think it'll be above Cheerleader?
No.
No. Yeah, that's such a good project. And Nate and I are both desperately waiting for our collector's box set Smile album vinyl. Porter, ship it already, you scoundrel.
Yeah, an order that was placed in April that was supposed to ship on August 26th. Not that I'm counting.
Not that we're counting or have it on our calendars.
And they're like, oh, it'll actually be October 21st now. And yep. Then October 21st rolls around, and now they're saying it's going to be mid-December. So now we're waiting for another couple weeks.
Yep, and the vinyl is like available at like all your vinyl shops right now. So it's really fun seeing it on the stands and like knowing that we already own it but can't listen to it yet.
I just shut up. A little tear. I have that fair, essentially the Fairly Odd Parents meme of Timmy's dad, where it's just like,
this is where I'd put the Smile album.
If I had one. And Diego will see next time he's up at my place where it's there's just like an empty slot where Smile will live.
Will live once it's there. That's so good. Oh, man. Yeah, are you going to be going for any other vinyl? I think I asked you this earlier, but are you going for any other vinyls tomorrow other than the Illenium one?
I'm only searching for Illenium's Awake, but I would not be surprised if I walked out with like 5 or 6.
Yeah, as vinyl shopping often goes, I feel like. Yeah, I don't know what I'll be looking for. Honestly, I might pick up a copy of Good Faith. I don't have a copy of it yet, so.
I don't know if he sold it outside of his website.
Yeah, so like I think I might just pick one up from his website. It might not even have a Black Friday deal, but I'll just be like, 'tis the shopping season.
It's a really pretty album in person. Like, it's printed, it's got a different album art for the vinyl, and it's printed on this like holographic paper that, like, I mean, you may know I'm a big Pokemon fan, and
yeah,
it looks
yeah.
like a Pokemon card where it's just like holographic, like in your face, and then the disc itself is this crystal clear with like sparkles put it
that's pretty
in throughout, and it's just beautiful.
Okay, yeah, you're selling me on it. Honestly, you need like a Madian artist code or something so you get commission from everything I buy. I feel like you're always showing me like the coolest merch too. Nate's got like his eye locked on like the coolest merch from every artist. I feel like so good. All right, we are transitioning kind of over to the next part of the show, so time for me to say my thing again. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm joined here with Nate, my concert buddy and comrade at the rail. And as we kind of conclude our family-friendly section of the show, we'll do a mashup here by Dabin that is just beautiful. It's fantastic. It's Alive and Starbright mixed together. Run just has like incredible vocals on Alive. Like it's goosebump giving for sure. Fantastic. And I have yet to catch a Dabin live. I know Nate is going to drive me like across the country next time we get like a good shot at it. Big Dabin fan over here. Anything you want to say about this track or Dabin or this crossover?
Not many songs have made me cry live, but Alive is one of them, and it's what really pushed me towards like falling in love with Dabin. The first time I saw him, like I really liked him hearing Rings and Roses live and him mm-hmm. shredding the guitar, and then Alive at the end of that set just sent me. But it made me be willing to travel halfway across the country to see him at Red Rocks, but unfortunately the show got canceled the day of. We woke up, the winds were at 40 miles an hour, and with gusts going higher than that, like we got out of our rental car at Target and the wind slammed the door behind us, and so they delayed doors that day. And then at about 4 p.m. that day, we got an email saying that a car in the area had caught fire and it was spreading into becoming a wildfire because of the winds. So the show was just straight up canceled. And then my friend that I was at Red Rocks, or in Denver for Red Rocks with, we went out in the car, went for a little drive. We blasted a Live X Star, just had ourselves a good little cry and figured out what we were going to do for the rest of the weekend now that we just wasted a bunch of money.
Yeah. Oh, man. Didn't something, or was this the time as well that you had like the Discord group meetup in the, was it that night?
Yeah,
or?
we went out, after we recovered from the cancellation, we went in Dabin's Discord, we saw that they were doing a meetup at this bar whose name I cannot remember, but we got like 100 people there or something like that.
That's so fun.
Did a meetup, we Brian from Last Heroes was there hanging out with us and just had a good time. And
nice, yeah. Made the most of it despite the cancellation. Yeah. It's fun to be like surrounded by people that are like equally super into the artist as well, and you can just geek out about it. Yeah. A really big reason why I'm really happy I found like you and Iman this past year. It's been really fun to just like super dig into some of these tracks and know that you guys are equally willing to talk about it to the level that I am. Super, super fun. Yeah, all right, let's get into it then with Alive x Starbright, and it'll take us into the next part of the show. We might just go into next track, or we might have a little break. We'll see how this goes, but strap in. This is a really good one.
Roots can't take hold, 'cause I didn't fit.